Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Monday of the third week of Advent. Today's theme, the gift of victorious living. The prophecy in the first reading today from Numbers chapter 24 verses 2 through 7 and 15 through 17a about the Messiah comes from a surprising source, Balaam, who was not a Hebrew prophet. He was a pagan sorcerer. But God empowered him to be a true prophet, briefly, but he could do it for two reasons. First, Balaam knew enough about God to fear and obey him. And two, it served God's purposes in protecting his people. What is troubling you this Advent? What garden in your life is wilted or barren? What has been blocked like a dammed river? In what situation does Jesus, your King, need to be raised up and exalted? God is promising you that through Jesus, you will flourish like a garden that's growing near a stream. Through Jesus, your holiness will become a free-flowing river. Why? Because Jesus is the rising star, and he is the staff, or scepter, of God, which means he is king over all and has the authority to get what he wants. This authority was challenged by the chief priests and religious elders in our gospel reading from Matthew chapter 21, verses 23 through 27. But no one can ever challenge Christ's authority and win. Take a look at the historical setting in which the story in Numbers took place. It happened near the end of the Israelites' 40-year journey through the desert. Balaam had been hired by Balak, the king of the Moabites, to defeat the Israelites by sorcery. So Balaam set out to put a curse on them, but every time he tried, God convinced him to pronounce a blessing instead. Balaam then warned Balak that no matter what he might try to do to conquer the Israelites, he would lose. The Israelites would be victorious because of a great king who would come in the distant future, meaning Jesus. This can give us great encouragement today. No matter how we might feel defeated, no matter where it might seem like we're losing a battle, Jesus is our great king who is always victorious. Of course, we want Jesus to come and rescue us from our troubles right away, right now, this very moment, and we're wondering why he didn't rescue us yesterday. But his timing is always perfect, beyond our understanding. Victory is won in stages, step by step. As we wait, we can take courage and experience the joy of Christmas by telling our troubled hearts that no matter how much it seems like we're under attack, we are victors because we live in Jesus and he lives in us. Today, give to Jesus your trust. Remember times past when he has already led you to victorious results and thank him for those. Then give him your dried up gardens of hope. Give him your blocked rivers of joy. Give him everything that isn't yet under his kingship. Jesus has the authority to get what he wants. And what does he want? He wants you to be filled with hope and joy. He wants you to live in the victory that he already gained for you on the cross.
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and WhatsApp, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.